You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And I hear Chris in the background singing as well. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Today, oh yes, we have a super show for you today. But before we begin, I have to introduce my wife, my better half. Lynn Golder, you there?
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to me on this January 15th, 2017 edition of the Blind
and
Beyond
Radio Show. Feeling better. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
If I have to cough, I'll leave the room.
Okay. And to my left, we have Mr. Charles Brooks.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, Charles.
Coming to you live from the Orange Grove this evening. Little inside joke here.
Yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
The phone number to call in, which I hope I want you to, I really want you to. Phone number to call in is
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. That's right. I was waiting for you
moment.
To say it.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I didn't have a blank. I was waiting for him to say
it. Yeah, right.
He helped me back.
Let's take a vote.
Lynn.
Michael.
Charles.
Yes, Michael.
Chris. We're all here.
Okay, what's today?
Today, it's a very special day. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. I want to play an audio for you, folks.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yeah.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
And that was Martin Luther King. You know, most people don't even know. We had this discussion off the air before we began the show. What, Lynn?
You know, I wanted to say that Chris is going to read a little bit about...
Okay, one second. Yeah. Most people don't know Martin Luther King, what he did for this country. In the 50s, well, let's just say it started, it could be back in the 30s and 20s too, but in the 50s, when 60s, when I was growing up, in the North, we didn't have a problem like we did in the South. Here in Florida, where we are right now, well, let's just say there's a problem between what color you were. And thank God it got a lot better. It's not perfect. Not perfect by a long shot, but it's a long way better than it was in the 50s and 60s. I'd like you to read, Chris.
You know, there are some quotes that Dr. King used to say, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Baptist minister, an activist who was a leader in the civil rights movement. He is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights using nonviolent civil disobedience based on his Christian belief. Here's another quote. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Born January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia, to the parents of Alberta Williams King and Martin Luther King Sr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on April 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee, left behind his kids and spouse, Coretta Scott King. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
All right.
Great.
Great tribute.
You know, in this country, and I don't want to get politics involved in today's world, but I remember radio station in this country back in the 50s and 60s, all over the country. This is in Philadelphia, too, where I grew up, Philadelphia. If you were white, you were listening to a white radio station because that's all they play was white songs. And if you're black, you listen to the R&B stations. They weren't playing R&B on a white radio station. That came later. That came basically in the, let's just say, mid-60s, 68s.
Uh-huh.
So that's why, if you remember, when we played a lot of different songs, like Pat Boone, he always covered Little Richard, because Little Richard was a black man who had some great songs. And every time he had a song that would start to do good, Pat Boone made the same song, because they knew Little Richard's song wouldn't be able to play in the South. So they played Pat Boone's song in the South. So Pat Boone always, every time Little Richard had a song, Pat Boone did the same song.
Can you give an example of one?
Yeah, Long Tall, what's it called? Long Tall Sally. He had a couple big songs Pat Boone had because of Little Richard. We played it blind and beyond a few songs. We should play a couple. There you go.
Oh, he found it already. Wow.
Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. So this was Little Richard, but not Little Richard singing.
Right.
Who's singing?
Tutti Frutti. That's Pat Boone.
Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Bop, bop, a loom, bop, 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 bop. I got a gal. Her name's Sue.
So that's just one example of,
wow,
of many artists. There's a few more like that, too, that the white artists would cover. The word was cover because if they did the same song, it's called covering. They covered a black artist because the black singer could not be heard in the South on the radio.
I remember somebody from South Florida.
Here's Little Richard. Here you go. Here's Little Richard. Now, hey Chris, I want to give the audience a real treat on something that if the people were around in the 50s and 60s, those were living, I want you to look up and see if you can hear a song called The Twist. But I don't want you to look up. That was a song I always got everybody to hear. They always think it's Chubby Checker, but it's not. The original of The Twist was a young man. Let's see if you can find it. The Twist, the originator of The Twist. And
Michael,
yeah.
I was talking about Florida. I remember somebody that we know in South Florida said back in the 60s they had separate bathrooms for the blacks and the whites in Fort Lauderdale.
We used to say signs.
Fort Lauderdale. You couldn't even bathe on the beach.
Pardon me, in Boca Raton it said black and Jews not allowed.
So I guess after Martin Luther King and all the civil rights movement.
Don't you remember we
changed.
Went to that one hotel in the South?
Breakers.
The Breakers.
Yeah.
We went there and we said we couldn't believe this is what this was the whole big thing that. Did you find the song, the original song, The Twist?
No, I'm still looking at everything keep pulling up. My man Chubby.
No, not Chubby. No, he covered it. He did not make the original. People all think he did.
So
and
while
there's a
we're
reason
waiting, why don't we start with what our main topic was going to be today, Charles? Why don't you introduce our topic?
Okay. We're going to talk about two words that are used, shall we say, interactively. They're two different words. They have two different definitions, but they are used together quite a bit. We're going to talk about the word activity, which can refer to recreation or activities of leisure. And we're all gonna also going to talk about and discuss the word hobby, a regular activity that is done for enjoyment during your leisure time, okay? Now that can include collecting themed items or objects like stamps or coins. Also, you can engage in creative stuff like knitting or quilting, or you might even get into
pottery.
Pottery or model craft.
Woodworking, yeah.
Woodworking. I have a good friend that is a woodworker, does all kinds of wood stuff. And he got into it.
You know, my hobby's always been eating.
That's not a hobby.
That's my hobby.
That's Michael's hobby.
That's a necessity.
Are you telling me we're going to a break, Chris? I'm not getting the sign language. Oh, here we go. We have a caller.
You have a caller?
Yeah. Okay.
Who's a caller? From where?
It looks like Gary Sinclair.
Oh, Gary Sinclair from Winter Park, Florida.
Hi, Gary
Sinclair.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Charles. And I didn't hear Miss Dawn there. Is she there tonight?
No, she's not here.
I didn't think so. But
so what are you calling in for? What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Sinclair?
Well, we're talking about somewhat about the prejudice, and that's when I was in the military back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I wound up going through Davisville, Rhode Island, CB base, and we closed, my battalion closed that base down, and I wound up going to Spain. And then after Spain, our home base was Gulfport, Mississippi. Well, there was a lot of prejudice there, and before we left Spain, one of our black CBs had his wife over in Spain, and they had to come back too, but they would not send them to Gulfport, Mississippi. They sent them way out to Port Hueneme, California, because of the prejudice.
Wow.
And I do remember about 75 when there was white and black bathrooms, and there was separate drinking water fountains. So I caught part of that, and that was so sad. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Thank you, Gary. That was really
Thanks for calling in, Garrett.
Hey, Gary, thank you.
Thanks for calling
in. Sure.
Okay.
And if anybody else, anybody to add to anything, please call in. I'd like to hear from you.
Right,
407-894-1680. If you have anything to add, like to add something for Martin Luther King.
Or hobbies.
That's what we're discussing right now about hobbies.
Today's topics.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist, Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to Blind and Beyond. This is the radio show that's catered to the visually impaired, legally blind, and blind audience. And we say that we are the bridge between us and the sighted folks. And we love the sighted folks listening to our show. Going back to what we started before the break, about the twist. There is a young man who wrote the song, The Twist. His name is Hank Ballard. He wrote The Twist. Here's the original version of Hank Ballard, The Twist. You got it?
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Take me by my little hand and do like this.
So that was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and they had the original song, The Twist. Okay, so what happened? How did Chubby Checker get to be the famous one and nobody ever really knew who Hank Ballard was? Very simple. Hank Ballard was owned, let's put it that way, in the record business they say owned, because his manager was owned by a fella named Dick Clark. For those,
Dick Clark?
Yeah, the Dick Clark.
Top American, 40 Dick Clark.
Yeah, American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Well, Dick Clark had a company that was involved, and make a long story short, Cameo Parkway, Dick Clark made all the money from that. And it goes back to the white-black situation, where Dick Clark pushed Chubby Checker and not Hank Ballard. So over the record business was very evident in labels. Motown was a black label. Atlantic was a black label. So you had a lot of things that were not interracial, believe it or not. It was white or black. In the record business, it was very obvious. And were they played in the record business? And a lot of things were going on in the 50s and 60s. And Martin Luther King, it wasn't just that he, let's just say, wanted to do things in one way or another way. He changed America in every way. And that's what made Martin Luther King great, because he was joined by a lot of people. And it was when he marched, it was a lot of white people, a lot of Jewish people marching along with Martin Luther King. So that's a story.
You know, when I think about it, I know I didn't grow up in that time during that era. I came a couple of centuries later, I'll say. But when I grew up watching a lot of things that had taken place, I tell my students, it seemed like history is repeating itself all over again. Even though in today's society, we deal with some of the same issues that took place back then, we just didn't have video cameras. What I'm referring to, remember not too long ago, we was always having these issues, police officers shooting people, police officer pulling people over and they not making it to the jailhouse or whatever the case may be. It was a little bit worse than that back in the day. And I try to explain to my students at the university that, you know, if you don't understand your history and understand history, period, it will repeat itself. I'm looking at our presidential elect and seeing what he's getting ready to do and some of the laws and stuff that he's getting ready to change, and to see if we are we going to step back or are we going to go ahead or forward. So it was always a black and white issue thing, but we never, as American citizens, never sat down to really talk about this issue. We sweep it under the rug. We move it to the left. We put it on the ballot for next time to talk about. And I've always had the opportunity when I gotten older to have Caucasian friends, and we can talk about these kind of issues. And it means a whole lot to a lot of people when you can sit down and you can actually sit down and talk about them and not get offended. I think if this country was to sit down and have a relationship and talk about stuff like this, in my opinion, I believe that this whole world would change for the better.
Talking about it in and of itself will not resolve the issue if nobody takes action. And that's what Martin Luther King did, was he took action. He took to the street. And in from the pulpit, from every venue that he could, he spoke about the fact that we all need to come together. And that is the important issue, coming together and doing something about it. You're right, Chris.
And that's why today is his birthday, and that's why we honor him and celebrate his birthday, and that's why tomorrow the banks are closed and post office closed and all the government, it's a government holiday because of Martin Luther King. And if you believe this or not, think about it. For those who are younger and really didn't know the name Martin Luther King, think about this. How many holidays are there on the calendar that was not a president? Think about that one for a minute. You have Washington's birthday, you mm-hmm. got other birthdays, you got, but how many individuals, as far as I know, he's the only individual. I mean, Columbus Day was, he was big, but it's still not a major holiday, Columbus Day. It used to be much bigger back in my day, yeah. back in the 50s, but today Columbus Day is not big. But Martin Luther King birthday is huge today. And I think if anything, it's getting bigger. And the bottom line is that shows what he meant to the United States of America, because he brought basically a lot of folks together.
Here's the thing here now, as we talked about off air, you asked the question, people that was born in my era, people that were born in the 80s, the 90s, and even 2000, do they truly understand or know who Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is? Here's what I got to say. And if I'm wrong, call me 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
If you have anything to say about anything with your sighted, love to hear from the sighted audience. If or you are visually impaired, call. Call us, discuss your hobby or discuss Martin Luther King. 407-894-1680.
I believe truly that from the 70s and 80s, yes, they understand and know who Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is. And the 1990 babies, partially yes and no. And 2000, I'm just at loss. They know who Snoop Dogg is.
No, you're not at loss. They're at loss.
They at loss.
Yeah. Because they don't have an understanding. They don't have any bases. All right.
Charles, so, I think you would like to introduce our next caller. I think that's on the phone.
Oh.
Talk about hobbies.
Oh,
Charles.
Really?
About hobbies. Yeah. He's a friend of Charles.
A friend of Charles.
He is.
Yeah, I don't have many of those.
Oh, know. Yes, you do, Charles.
Let's,
you got a lot of friends.
Let's see if it is who I think it is.
Can you see who it is,
Lynn? He's going to write it right now. Is it Mike? Yes, it is.
Okay.
There you go, Charles. I'll let
Charles,
you do the honors.
You do the honors.
All right.
Can he see it?
Yeah, I just told him. He knows.
Okay.
I told him before the show.
Okay.
Our next guest is a friend of mine, and he has an outstanding hobby. I'll introduce him as Mike Ulrich. Mike, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Charles? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How
Hi,
are
Mike.
You?
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hey, Lynn. Hey, hey.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Are you ready to go fishing?
Well, I haven't been doing too much fishing lately, and but I'm working hard on getting this tournament going.
Well, tell us about it. We're talking about hobbies today, so what better hobby than to get in a boat and go fishing, right?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, that's what this tournament is all about. That's what this tournament is all about. It's getting blind people out on the water and that we just go out and fish. And I know when I first went blind, I didn't think I would ever be able to do that again. It was kind of depressing, but I got kind of tired of everybody. All my friends promised me to take me out fishing, and then just that never happened. So I learned a way how to do it myself on my own. I bought a cart that I put all my rods, tackle, and cooler in, and I can load that up on a paratransit bus and go down to Fort Myers Beach on the pier and sit out there and fish all day.
You said
so that's
you,
why,
you,
what Mike, got me thinking about putting this tournament together.
Mike, let me back up with you here a little bit. You said you bought a cart?
A cart. It's a pull-behind fishing cart. It's on that Bass Pro. They're a little expensive, but it's got five rod holders on it. You can put, I got my cooler, tackle bag, and a five-gallon bait bucket with an aerator in it. And it's got a little cutting table on it. And I just
table.
Load it up with the wheelchair lift, and I strap it down.
And you take that on the bus?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. On our paratransit bus, yeah.
Wow.
Now, that is
well,
terrific.
Well, used to him doing
so
it.
You go fishing regardless of whether your friends want to go or not.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Now, don't get me wrong. If they say, hey, Mike, come on, we want to take you out. Yeah, I'm going.
Mike, tell everybody, the theme for the show is about hobbies and having an interest and not just sitting home and doing nothing, do something that you enjoy. Why don't you tell everybody why you feel it's so important to have a hobby such as the fishing that you do?
Well, it keeps me very active. It keeps me thinking, you know, it keeps me from shutting down. You know, when I went blind 12, 13 years ago, my world stopped. It just stopped. And I didn't get my sea legs back probably for almost 4 years, you know, and what I call my boob period. And so especially if you can get back into doing something that you once did, you once loved, and you can get a little bit of that back, then that's it, you know.
I agree with you 100%, Michael. I've been fishing since I was 5 or 6 years old is the first time my dad took me fishing, and I've been fishing ever since, freshwater mm-hmm. and saltwater. So, like you, when I first went blind in 2009, I was totally lost mm-hmm. and trying to get somebody to go fishing or to take me fishing or whatever the case may be, it just didn't work, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah. It's really something. It, you know, just like anything else, being blind, if you were once sighted and now you're blind, you find out that it takes a lot longer to do something. So you got to learn that. You got to. I was not a patient man when I had eyes, but I've learned a lot on how to be patient. But I'm still not there yet. You know.
Well, that's me. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting near. And you're working on a project, and you've been working on it for several years now for the Florida Council of the Blind. Do you want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, March 11th will be the 6th annual Florida Council of the Blind Fishing Tournament. And it's just a it's an inshore slam tournament. I get local people who own their own boat and love to fish to become a volunteer captain and take one blind person out fishing it. And we're trying to get 30 captains this year to open it up for 30 blind anglers.
Wow, 30. Yikes.
30, that's a good number.
That's a whole fleet.
Yeah. Well, it's hard getting those volunteer captains, and I work on it all year long, and right now I've got about 10, but they always seem to pop at the last minute just before the tournament.
And this is the West Coast, right? Naples area?
Southwest Florida. Actually, Pine Island, which is just west of Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Mm-hmm. That's
Sanibel
great.
Island, right around Sanibel Island.
Yeah, I went one year, and it's a lot of fun.
You did go, Charles?
Oh, yes. It's a lot of fun. You meet some great people. And not only do you meet people, you get out. You get into a different environment. It gives you something different to do. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about hobbies and activities. Right, Michael?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles. If I recall, the year you went, you fished in it, that weather was pretty nasty that way.
Yeah, it was. I think you did that on purpose so I wouldn't win the tournament.
What time do you go out in the morning?
Everybody gets to the yacht club by 7 a.m. I try to tell folks out by 8 a.m., mm-hmm. and they are due back by 2 p.m.
Okay.
I couldn't do that. See, I couldn't get up that early.
Yeah.
If you want to go fishing, you'll get up.
See, that's the difference. Yeah. You both... When you were sighted, you both liked fishing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that right,
oh, yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I never liked fishing when I was sighted.
Mm-hmm.
So that would interest me to go fishing, unless my
but
wife
everybody
could go
has
fishing.
Their own hobbies. That's but what we're talking about today.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't get on a boat.
Mm-mm.
No.
It doesn't matter to me. On shore, on the water, on a boat, standing in the water, whatever.
You do your own. You said you have a cutting table on the side of the cart. You gut your own fish.
Well, I can, but I don't do it. It's a small bait cut table, but if I'm down at Fort Myers Beach Fishing Pier, they got a fish cleaning table with a hose there and all that, and I always have ice in the cooler, and I carry a couple of Ziploc bags, throw the fillets in there, and put them on the ice.
All right. Well, why don't you give everybody the information to contact you if they're interested? Spread the word. And if you'd like, you can go to our Facebook page, too, Mike, and post something.
If I can figure that out. I'm kind of new.
Or you know what? Just give me the main details
all
and I'll post it for you.
What I could tell you, the listeners right now, if they're interested, they can give me a call. My number is 239-565-5845, and I can tell them all the information they need, tell them when registration opens and when it closes and all that stuff.
All right, and I believe it's in the White Cane Bulletin also, the last issue, that there was an article about your tournament with your
that's
contact
correct.
Information.
It's in the January White Cane Bulletin.
Right.
Mike, would you like to repeat that number, please?
Sure. First of all, my name is Mike Ulrich, U-L-R-I-C-H. And the phone number is 239-565-5845.
Okay, and that's what, March 11th, is it?
Yep, Saturday, March 11th.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in, Mike. We appreciate it.
Okay, hey guys, have a good one and be safe.
Thank
you.
You
too,
you
Mike.
Too. And you'll call
thank
back
you.
Again to remind everybody about the tournament
sure,
in a few weeks.
Okie
dokie. Take care. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. If anyone else has anything else you would like to add, if you want to call in and talk about your hobbies, call in. My hobby will always be the same. I love to eat. That's my biggest hobby, right, Lynn?
No.
No.
Got him. To eat.
Your hobby is to annoy me.
Lynn.
I knew that was coming.
I mean, that was wide open there.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Lynn, that's not nice.
Yes, I saw that coming as soon as he opened the door.
Micah loves to eat.
Yep.
Got to have his turkey and his bread with his poppy seeds. And
now it's funny because you see, when I was sighted and when I was a kid, I used to hate to eat. I used to hate it. I used to keep the food in my mouth until I went to school. If I went to school at 8 o'clock and I got to school, when I got to school, everybody thought I had chicken pox because my food was still in my mouth.
Michael, that's disgusting.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. That's what happened.
You just held on the food like a camel? All
yeah.
Right. How about this segue? Let's go to trivia.
Trivia time.
All right, trivia time.
Trivia time.
We're running it in the first hour. We're running out of time.
By the way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Trivia time. All right. Who's singing this song? It's my man. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is it? Come on now. Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, yes.
My heart is fine. Fine. Lonely teardrops.
Come on now.
My blues never drop. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will. Crying, crying, lonely teardrops. My blues never dry. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you.
Be ringing off the hook.
Okay, so.
Wow, we have a caller from Georgia.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let's see.
You should know this song.
Okay, we got a caller coming on from
caller.
Georgia.
John from Cordeo, Georgia.
John from Georgia?
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing, John from Georgia?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Right.
How'd you know about our show?
Oh, I've listened over the internet, and I know Sheila Young, and I know Charles.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but the first time you ever called in.
Did he say he knows Charles?
Yeah. I know Charles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know John.
Cool.
But it's the first time you ever called
voice.
In.
Do what now?
I said the first time you ever called in.
I've called in. It's been several months ago.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the voice. So who do you think singing that song?
Probably one of my favorite R&B entertainers, Jackie Wilson.
You got it. You got it. My man,
very good.
Jackie Wilson.
Poor Jackie Wilson died in a nursing home. You know that?
That's right. And the worst part about it, he died broke. That's right.
Yeah.
He died on stage. Well, he didn't die. He got paralyzed on stage in the Latin Casino in New Jersey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he died performing. And again, he didn't die. He paralyzed on stage.
He had a stroke, it sounds like.
Yep, he had a stroke. They took him off the stage, and they took him to this place, and he died there. Yeah.
Yep.
He was great. Yeah. He was a a dancer and a singer. Oh, he was fabulous. He had quite terrific. A few hits, but a performer, he was unbelievable. Jackie Wilson.
Yes.
Well, so, listen.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, John. You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins.
All right.
And we'll take down your name and phone number, give it to Charles. Give it to Chris.
That's right. We brothers.
Okay. And he'll take your information. We'll send you a $10 gift card.
And keep on listening. Right,
and keep on listening.
Spread the word, please.
Yeah, spread the word.
Thanks,
okay.
John. Well, that's cool.
Well.
All right.
All right. So, Charles, where were we with the hobbies?
We're talking about hobbies. Yeah, we were just talking about fishing, which I thoroughly love and enjoy. Mm-hmm. But one thing I couldn't do, I haven't been able to do yet, but I'm going to figure it out how to do it. And that's the big thing, is getting visually impaired people. They need to figure out how to do what they like to do.
To get ambitious about it.
Yes, to figure out how you want to do it, how you can do it. Maybe I would do it a different way, but you may do it a different way. I used to like to go hunting and shooting. Well, I can't go hunting anymore, but I can still go to a range and shoot. Mm-hmm. Okay? So there's still ways for you can do that. You can do things. How about bowling? We got any bowlers out there, blind bowlers? Call in. The number is 4940789416 1680. There used to be two bowling leagues here in Orlando, in the Orlando area, blind bowling leagues. And there are several all across the country. Matter of fact, blind bowling is so popular that they have the American Blind Bowlers Association. They sanction teams and leagues of blind bowlers. They tell you how you can become a league if you get a number of people together, blind bowlers. And they tell you what to do. So if you are a bowler, blind bowler, visually impaired bowler, call in. Talk to us about how you bowl, how good you are, or maybe even, like me, how bad you are. You know, if I break 100 when I bowl, I'm doing good. Don't y'all be laughing at me. I'd be doing good if I do 100.
Charles, give them an idea, because it's a little mind-boggling to me. Just drop my pen. How do they set up the alleys? I mean, is there a barrier so that they don't hurt anybody throwing the ball, you know, to the next lane, or they rope off a few lanes to either side? How does this work?
Well, they have a rail.
Okay.
And they call it a rail. You put your bowl on your ball on the rail at the top, and it rolls down this rail.
Oh, so you don't stand there and swing your arm.
I don't know if they still do. They used to have tournaments here in Orlando.
Yeah, you just missed what he said. They have had two leagues in Orlando.
Yeah. That's right.
So you put your ball on the rail.
Okay.
And it rolls down, picks up momentum, and it rolls down the alley and hits the pins.
Oh.
Now, to keep you from having gutter balls, they block the gutters, so that if the ball is going towards the gutter, it'll hit the pad and it'll just keep right on going down the alley.
I thought you just stand there and you swing your arm back like a sighted person would do.
Well, no. if you're good enough and you can do that, then yes, you can. Okay. And there are totally blind bowlers that can sling that ball just as well as sighted bowlers do. So, yes, you can.
So, when you can, it's audible. I mean, you can hear when the pins are being knocked down, even if you can't see them. But how do you know your how many exactly? How does that work with the scoring?
You have a sighted person that scores. Mm-hmm. They take your pin count, and they keep score for you. So, if you have a blind team, if you form a blind team, which four of the bowlers, I think it's 10 on a team, four of those bowlers have to be blind. And, of course, the sighted members keep score.
Okay.
So,
sounds good.
Yeah. So call in. Talk to us. The phone number is 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. We know that you have some activities and hobbies that you are involved in. Somebody likes to knit. There's quilters out there. There's stampers. Call in. That's what we're talking about. Things that people can do to occupy themselves, occupy their time. You like to read books.
Maybe just listening to music.
All right, I got one right now. The first person who calls in from Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma. First person calls in today from the state of Oklahoma.
What's so significant about Oklahoma?
We know there are people listening out there. We want to see how
they're
going to
get a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. The first person calling in from Oklahoma.
Okies from Muskogee.
Okay. First person calling in from Oklahoma. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. So if you're listening in Oklahoma, call in right now. 407-894-1680. You got 5 minutes to do it. 407-894-1680. First person calling in from the state of Oklahoma. Let's see if you're listening. Anybody out there listening, call in now. You don't have to do anything. Just call in from Oklahoma.
And you put we'll a time limit on.
I gave you a time limit. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 407-894-1680. $10 gift card is waiting for you to call in. The first person calls in from the state of Oklahoma. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial. Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm Certified Financial Planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. And this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you got anything to add, a lot of you were just sitting there. You could pick up the phone and call, because I'm sure you have something to add about something.
And I'm sure that they have some kind of a hobby. They either like to listen to books, read books, listen to music. I know we have a lot of jazz folks out there, and R&B and everything else.
Wait, you say we have some callers?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought he said Dave Hillebrand was on the phone. Let me see.
Chris, do we have some
Dave
callers?
Is Dave Hillebrand on the phone? Is Dave Hillebrand on the phone? He is? Oh, well, who are we taking first?
Dawn? Who are we taking first?
Take Dawn. Let's say hello to Dawn first.
Dawn.
Must be Dawn Brooks. Hey, Dawn.
Dawn, the Dawn.
It must be Dawn. It's true.
Miss you, Dawn.
Dawn from, where are you from?
Hello.
Semi, Florida? Where are you from,
Dawn? A great program going here.
Thank you.
I'm really impressed.
You think Charles is doing a good job?
But I want to tell you my hobby about fishing.
Yeah, what's
I know
your
what
hobby?
It is, making jewelry.
I have a fishing story.
Okay.
This is my definition of fishing. A jerk that wanted to pull weight for a jerk at the other end.
You know, you're on live radio.
Yes, that's how I feel.
Thank you very much.
All right.
But have I ever stopped you from going, Charles?
Nope.
She loves it.
And Dawn has a nice hobby. She makes jewelry and greeting cards and all. She's very talented.
Yes. Stamping.
All right. We got to take another call.
Thanks for calling
Dawn.
In, Dawn.
But thank
yeah,
you.
Okay. We have on the line now, Dave.
Bye-bye.
We have
thank you.
You too.
Dave from Orlando.
It looks like Dave Hillebrand.
Dave Hillebrand from Orlando.
We know what his hobby is.
Hey, you guys.
Hey,
how's
David.
Going?
How you doing, Dave?
Excellent. Good to hear you, Lynn. It's nice to have you back.
Thank
I
you.
Last week.
Hey, by the way, it looked like you had fun at the Scottish Festival.
Shoot, yeah.
How did I know that?
A wonderful time yesterday.
You went to the Scottish Festival?
I'm spying on you. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
They even let him in.
Well, who's Scottish? You or Brent or your wife?
I've got mostly Irish and German. She's the Scottish one.
Oh, okay.
But Irish and Scottish are very close. You know,
they look like a lot of fun.
Well, historically, the Irish and Scottish have a lot in common. They both hated the English, so that was the
talk about
the
hobbies, right? That was their hobby.
That was the uniting thing that they had together.
Yeah.
So, I did want to call and mention to you about a couple hobbies of mine.
Good.
One hobby that over the years has become very popular with blind people for a couple of reasons, because it's very accessible, is ham radio.
Yes.
I'm a ham radio operator and talk to people all over the world, and have been involved with emergency communication and even just for fun, talking to, and weirdly enough, I'm actually mostly into Morse code, and they still use that form of communication to this day, and still very, very popular. So,
do you own a radio, David? A
ham? Oh, yeah.
Well, tell you what. Next time you come in as a guest host, can you bring the radio so we can watch you demonstrate?
Yeah, I could probably bring something that would work.
All right, it's a date. What's your other hobby?
The other hobby is I collect antique phonographs and very old records.
Wow.
So,
you collect old records? No kidding.
Well, when I say old records, though.
You mean 78s, probably.
I'm talking about way before your time, my friend.
78s?
Oh, you don't know how old Michael is.
Well, I got a good idea there. but 78s and, Lynn, even Edison wax cylinders.
No kidding.
A few really old crank-up phonographs and a bunch of it.
Oh, my gosh.
The Edison wax. Mainly I collect early jazz and blues stuff.
Which is pretty
unusual, but particularly I love the, you know, like 1920s and 30s, really early blues type music. So there's some fun stuff you can.
What about your today hobby that we all know that you enjoy and are so talented at?
The music is playing music and recording is certainly a hobby, but fortunately it's also been able to be a decent a job too. So
yeah.
Now it's taking kind of a backseat. But I used to play six nights a week. So it's kind of gone from one to the other, you know, over the years. But I'm still very much enjoying it, and I'm still amazed that I, you know, something that I would be happy to do for free and do all the time. I've been blessed to be able to make a living at it too, so it's good for both.
You sound like you have a lot going on, right, Charles?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And a good time with it too.
That's
Charles,
great.
You know, I've never met you, man, but I love hearing you on the radio. You've certainly got you got an awesome voice for the radio there.
Well, we'll have to arrange that.
I've got a face for radio, but you've got a voice for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe we can get together and make some good music.
Yeah, man. That'd be good.
I know somebody else that plays some music, and she's a guitarist. She plays. Maybe she'll call in if she's not busy.
You thinking of Osla?
Yes.
We're going to break. At the same time.
We're going
to
break.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
Thanks for calling in. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
You're not getting a cue anymore?